Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Kate and Jess with your 9am Zlines. In local news, Mater Private Hospital Redland is expected to close maternity services late next month due to lack of staff. There is a nationwide decline in private maternity services, with many other hospitals shutting down their birthing wards over the past 5 years. Experts are calling for a Senate inquiry to examine maternity care in Australia, including an analysis of models of care and looking at outcomes and cost effectiveness in the public versus private sectors. Queensland's Health Minister Shannon Fentiman says ensuring that all women in Queensland have access to high-quality, reliable maternity services is one of her top priorities.
This summer could be the worst summer on record for the Great Barrier Reef. It has experienced an extreme coral bleaching event, floods, cyclones, and outbreaks of invasive coral-eating starfish. The Reef Marine Park, consisting of 3,000 individual reefs, which is the size of Italy, is experiencing its fifth mass bleaching event in 8 years as a result of global heating. Furthermore, plans to expand ports along the reef coastline will increase dredging and shipping traffic, threatening the ecosystem even further.
In national news, university HECS debts are expected to be indexed up to 4.8% on June 1st to match inflation. This means that the average student debt of $26,495 is set to increase up to $1,272. Students will not have to repay their debts until their earnings reach $51,500. However, amid the cost of living crisis, the indexation is leaving many students feeling burdened and disillusioned. Last June, students' debts were indexed 7.5%, the highest rate in decades. There are calls to change the way debts are indexed, with a petition amassing over 230,000 signatures and support from politicians across all major parties and independents.
Data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics shows Australians are undergoing a near-record low fertility rate. Australia's total fertility rate has been declining since 1976, with births being below replacement levels. Projections show that children will be outnumbered by people over the age of 65 by 2034. This has significant consequences for the potential of an ageing population and an understaffed workforce.
In international news, a Swiss investigative organisation's report reveals that Nestlé Sweden's infant milk and cereal products sold in poorer countries. This goes against international guidelines preventing obesity and chronic diseases. The report studied a follow-on milk formula for babies aged 1 and above and a cereal for children aged 6 months to 2 years and found sweeteners in the form of sucrose and honey. Most similar Nestlé products sold in Europe that targets babies and toddlers do not have any added sugar in their formulas, which reporters say constitute a double standard.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28 degrees. The UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.